Today, I would like to talk about how to observe the mind, right? So most our yogis don't understand how to observe the mind, right? So the reason some yogis don't understand because we instruct the yogi to observe the rising falling. So some yogi think observing the rising falling is enough. Right? Actually, no. So I already mentioned about the four kind of satipatthana, the four kind of mindfulness, right? Kaya, vedana, citta, dhamma. Kaya means the body, right? Vedana means the feeling, right? So citta means the mind, right? So dhamma means the general object. So because we instruct the yogis to observe the rising falling, so observing the rising falling is easier for you, right? Yathāpāgataṁ abhinivesa. When the yogi start practicing, the yogi should observe the most obvious object. Right? When you start practicing meditation, yogi should observe the obvious object first. The obvious object is the body, right? The body is the obvious, more obvious than the mind. In the beginning, it's very hard to observe the mind, right? Very hard, because the mind is very quick. Sometimes you don't even know, right, what time you have wandering mind, right? So when a sun yogi, right? When you have wandering mind, at the time, what you are observing? You are observing the rising or falling. So most yogis don't know, right? You are observing the rising, falling, you have wandering mind. Because the mind is very quick. At the moment, you cannot catch, right? Then when you know the wandering mind, then go back to the rising, falling. At the time, you are really seeing the rising or falling, right? Rising or falling. So it means if you are carefully observed the rising, falling, then at the moment the mind goes away, you can know. Or the mind goes away, you miss, right? The otherwise, you are just saying rising, falling. You don't really see the rising, falling, although you don't really see that you're wandering mind, right? So it means that the yogi is observing the object, but the yogi is missing the object, right? Every moment. The yogi just say they're observing the object, right? The rising, falling, rising, falling, but they don't really see the rising, falling. Also, they don't see the wandering mind, right? So I had the one yogi. He is Chinese, actually, right? So he observed very carefully. He sit very carefully. He do walking meditation very carefully. Daily activities very carefully. I think he is the best one I ever met. So he seemed he was observing the object very, very carefully. Many people think he observed very carefully that he can see the objects very clearly. So after he practiced about 1 month, I ask, how many basin can you note the daily activities when you are opening the door, when you are sitting down, when you are getting up, when you are opening your eyes, when you are eating, when you are taking a shower, when you are taking the shoes, and how many basin can you note? He said that less than 30 basin. Or many people think, also I believe, you are observing the object very carefully every day. Say, actually, I'm just labeling, but my mind is not really reached the object, right? He was correct. Mostly most yogis, they are just leveling right step, left step. They might not really reach the object, right? If you reach the object every moment, right? If you can reach the object every moment when you note, so means that you will be very good, right? Mostly, many yogis are observing the objects, just leveling, lifting, moving forward, blazing, right? Then they are observing the rising, falling. But many times the yogis are missing the object, right? Missing the object. So that's why yogis start observing the body object first, right? Rising, falling, because the rising, falling movement is very obvious, right? Rising, falling. If you observe very carefully, you can see a lot of movement. And at the same time, you see clearly the wandering mind, right? Then you see the wandering mind. Then in the beginning, you don't even know what, when you are thinking, right? When you realize, you are already thinking, right? You are already thinking. Then when you observe, you don't know the wandering mind keep coming or stopped because the yoga concentration is weak. So when you improve your concentration mindfulness, then when you observe the rising morning, at that moment you see the wandering mind clearly. You want to think. Even though you know the thinking, but you still want to think, right? You still want to think. You don't want to stop. Still, you have to know the wandering, right? If the wandering mind keep coming, right? Means that you want to think, the story keep coming. At that time, it's very hard to observe. Then you can go back to rising falling, right? You can go back to rising falling. Because the wandering mind keep coming. Even though you observe, but the wandering mind doesn't stop. Then go back to the primary object, rising falling, right? Rising falling, not carefully. Then when you see the wandering mind again, look carefully, wandering mind, right? You see, you have the wandering mind, you know that the wandering mind keep going in you, you are thinking something. But when your concentration becomes better and better, you clearly see that the wandering mind slowly, thinking mind, right? Planning mind, their mind slowly fade away, very clearly, right? So it means that your concentration is much better, right? Then, when your concentration stronger and stronger, sometimes you clearly see that you are intention to think. When you are observing the rising falling, then you see that you want to think something. You have intention. Then you know that the intention, then even the wandering mind cannot come in, right? Because that you can know the intention very clearly. Then the intention fade away. Sometimes you know the wandering mind. Wandering mind, you know that a few times or one time the wandering mind disappear or stopped. So means that you clearly see that the wandering mind stopped disappear. That's why when you know the object, you have to know very carefully, right? When you can do report, you have to also report. Right? When I was observing the rising falling, I see the rising falling, up and down, right? Sometimes the rising falling move slowly. Sometimes the rising falling move very, very long. So then I see the wandering mind. Then I know the wandering mind, thinking mind, the thinking mind keep coming. I know the wandering mind. Even I do not finish this one, I see another wandering mind, right? Another mind coming. So doesn't matter, I already explained to you, we are not controlling the mind, right? Even you are not finished this one, but you have the another story coming, right? Another story coming. Then you know that. Then sometimes then you have the many story come. But the important is you clearly see when you are observing that this object is not go away yet, but you see the another object. So we consider in this case your concentration is much better, right? Because in the beginning you don't even know when you are missing, right? For example, when you are eating, when you are taking shower, when you are really thinking, you don't know, right? When your concentration better, you see clearly, you are observing that this wandering mind. Then you see another wandering mind coming. Another one day, man, you are observing, not finished yet, but you see the another thing in mind. Right? Then when your concentration better, then you see clearly, you know that the object slowly, slowly fade away sometimes, very quickly, right? So means that the yogi clearly see the mind. Right? If you can see that the wandering mind goes away, means that your concentration is much, much better. Then whatever you feel sad, right? You feel happy. You feel not happy. Sometimes you feel disappointed. You feel worried. At that moment, you can know the worry. You will see clearly the worriness disappear. The sadness disappear. Right? The happiness disappear. You clearly see. That's why we see the seven benefits of the Dipatthana. Sadhana Visuddhiya. The purification of the beings. So when we have the good concentration, then whatever we have the thinking, we feel anger, we feel upset, disappointed, then we know that then we see clearly the wandering mind goes away, the thinking mind goes away, the sadness goes away, the disappointment goes away, right? This is the meditation benefit. If you cannot know those kind of mind, when you have thinking or wandering mind or sad, happy, means your concentration, your meditation is not strong yet, right? That's why we need to practice, right? The reason we need to practice, because if we don't practice, our mind is weak, right? Our mind is weak. Weak means when we feel something, we feel sad easily, right? We feel sad, right? We feel disappointed, upset, worried. Anxiety, right? That's why these kind of things are that we call kilesa, attachment, right? The kilesa attachment, sometimes we call lobha kilesa, dosa kilesa, moha kilesa, aisa, misriya, right? Jealous, right? Jealous. Sometimes if someone is very successful, right? They have very good business, someone have their jealousy, right? Actually, those kind of the dirty mind, we call, right? Dirty mind or not clear mind. That we call attachment. Kilesa. Impure mind, right? So when concentration, when our concentration, mindfulness become stronger and stronger, we can remove them sometimes very quickly, right? Sometimes very slowly. Because according to the situation, right? For example, sometimes the kilesa is very, very strong. Right, then it takes time, right? It takes time. Sometimes the kilesa is not very strong, you can note, right? We can note. Then we can remove. This is the meditation benefit, right? If we don't see the wandering mind clearly, when you are observing the rising point, you don't even know you are thinking or not. You don't even know you have a kilesa or not. Means that you are not really have the meditation benefit. If you don't see that you're wandering mind, if you cannot note what you are thinking, means that when you feel sad or when you feel not happy, when you feel anxiety, worry, how can you apply your mindfulness? If you cannot apply your mindfulness, what is the meditation benefit? Means our mind is not very pure, not clear, right? Still look like the same others, right? The reason we observe the rising falling, because we trying to improve our concentration and mindfulness, right? If our concentration improve, right? The concentration mindfulness improve, then we clearly see what we are thinking or what kind of mind we have every moment. Right? Every moment. What kind of mind we have every moment, then we clearly see note that. That's why every moment, then we are watching the mind, we are observing the mind, then the mind is clear, right? Pure, bright, right? This is what we call this a meditation benefit. But some yogi don't understand when they feel wandering mind, or I have wandering mind a lot, right? The whole day, everyone has, right? Everyone, right? So everyone has a wandering mind. Even right, if someone already attained So if someone already attained arhatship, right, then you will not have any wandering mind, right? So you will not have any thinking kind of kilesa, right? So otherwise, it's a bit of even sotapanna. Sotapanna can remove only sakkaya ditthi visikkhesa, right? Sotapanna means the first stream entry, right? Only sotapanna can remove the sakkaya ditthi visikkhesa. Means sotapanna still have those kind of situation, right? Lobha kilesa, dosa kilesa, need to note. So means when we see the wandering mind, thinking mind, when you observe very carefully, right? Observe very carefully, then go back to the primary object, right? Go back to the primary object when you see, but you need to know when you really know the wandering mind. You see the wandering mind in the beginning, when you know what happened, right? The wandering mind slowly fade away or stopped or, right? Then you cannot the rising falling. Means that you see it very clear, right? That's why when you know the pain also, right? When you know the pain, you see the pain, you know the what happened next, right? Whatever you know, even you know the seeing, hearing. So if your concentration, mindfulness become improved, you can note even seeing, hearing, and you can know very easily, right? That's why observing the mind is one of our meditation object, right? But the important thing is when you have those one, observe very carefully, right? That's why I would like to share with you about the story of the monks at the time of the Buddha, about the mind, right? So there was a young monk, he heard from the Sun monk, that one of the lady, they call Madhika Mata. So she took care of the monks, right? She taking care of the monks very well, right? She offered the good food, right? She offered the juice, right? Taking the very well. Because after the wasa, some monks practicing near the Madhika Mata's village. Then they go to see the Buddha. Then the Buddha, Kesi, Kamaniya, Yabaniya, how is your meditation, how is everything, the Buddha asked. Then we are fine, the Buddha. So the Buddha, how do you find? So then they apply, we have the lady called Madhika Mata. She taking care of the monks very well. That's why we have no problem for food, for other things. That's why we have very good meditation. Then young monk, he heard about the story. So if the lady is really taking care very well, so I would like to go there, right? He would like to have the good treatment. Then he go there. Then he go there. When he arrived there, actually the Madhika Mata, the lady, she has a supernormal power, right? So she has a supernormal power. She can read others' mind, right? She can read others' mind, what you are thinking, right? What you need. So then Madhika Mata lady, she knew new monks arrived near her village to meditate. Then new monk thought, oh, right now I am hungry, right? I am hungry. If the lady send juice, it will be nice, right? Or in the beginning he thought, everything is dirty, right? So it is not very comfortable. If the Madhika Mata sent someone to clean the room, it will be nice, he thought. He just thought, right? Then Madhika Mata lady knew, then he asked someone to go there to clean the room, right? So the woman go there to clean. After that, then he thought, if she offer the something, right? Then it will be nice in the morning. Then the Madhika Mata lady, she sent for him, right? Then she thought another thing. Then Madhika Mata knew that what he need. Then Madhika Mata sin. So then they might worry, oh, whatever I thought about, she already knew that, right? So I should not stay here. Because if I think about good things, it should be okay. If I think about bad things, right, then I will be in trouble, right? So I should not stay here. He start worrying, right? Whatever he think, Madhika Mada knew, right? Then she sent. Then he worried, right? If I think about something, it is not nice. I will be in trouble, right? So then he worried. Then he worried and stay there. He ran away, right? He ran away. He ran away, then he go back to the Buddha. Right? He go to the Buddha. Then the Buddha asked, why are you coming back? Then he explains, the Buddha, right, the lady, knew whatever I think about, right? Whatever I think about. That's why I instead of worrying. If I think about the good thing, it should be good. If I think about something, it is not very nice, I will be in trouble. Right? That's why I'm worried to stay there. So the Buddha said, no, you have to go back, right? Go back. Then the Buddha explained the Dhammapada, right? The Gatha. Dhonekhasa lahuna. You can read the number, right? Number 3. Page number 3, right? Dhonekhasa lahuna yatha kama, right? Yatha kama nibadi no. Siddhata dhammatho sadhu. Siddhan dhan dhan sukhavaha. Right? The Buddha say, Dhonekhasa lahuna yatha kama nibadi no. Siddhata dhammatho sadhu. Saidan Dhanan Sukhawaha Dhammapada, right? 35. Wonderful indeed it is to subdue the mind. So difficult to subdue, ever swift and seizing whatever it is desire, a day mind bring happiness, right? So very hard to subdue, right? The mind. The mind go here and then, whatever it is like, right? Go here and then. So sometimes we don't even know, right? Then if we know carefully the wandering mind, thinking mind, then later our mind becomes tame, right? Tame will not go away a lot. Even our mind go away, then we can notice. Then we know that the mind, then go back to the primary object. Then we see a day mind bring happiness. Then when we feel less thinking mind, less wandering mind, less, right, angry mind, less greedy mind, then our mind becomes start happy, clear, bright, right? So that's why when you see your wandering mind, right, so it is a meditation object, right? Even you see wandering mind means even your meditation is much better. Right? We must see the mind very clearly, right? Then we can know that, right? Then our noting mind can remove the every thinking kilesa, every moment, right? So then you see the great meditation benefit. This is the really main point, right? Our meditation, right? But most our yogis, right, still don't understand, right? So they thought, they believe meditation is only the rising falling, right? Only the rising falling, then they observe the rising falling. But they cannot know their wandering mind, thinking mind, right? That's why many people have a question. Even today, so the one Burmese man asked me, so someone is practicing for very long, right? But they are still very angry. Why, right? So means if the yogis improve, very good concentration, mindfulness. Actually, we can remove the anger or we can remove the other kilesa, right? It depends on how much the strong kilesa we have, right? So if the kilesa is very weak, we can remove easily, right? If the kilesa is a little stronger, we need to make more effort, right? Then we have to know the kilesa, right? Then if the kilesa is stronger and stronger, we need to make more and more effort, right? Then we can remove. That's why I'm saying that the Tatipatthana is the very good, right? Very good weapon, right? To cure our mind, right? To cure our mind. If you have the disease, other disease, right? You can see the doctor. They can give you medicine, right? But if you have anxiety, right? If you have a worry, depression, right? Sadness, right? Then this mindfulness is the best weapon to remove this kind of kilesa. No one can reduce, right? If someone is angry, or if someone is greedy, if someone is jealous, if someone has a lot of wandering mind, if someone has a lot of feeling removed, then if we have our mindfulness, right? If we have mindfulness, then we can remove. Even we see something clearly, oh, I have the anger in our mind, right? My mind is not very clear. I want to say something, or it is not good, then we know that. If we cannot know that, then we see something, then we don't like it, then we express our anger, right? There are two kinds of kilesas. We call in Bali, Aramana Nusya Kilesa, right? Sandana Nusya Kilesa. Sandana Nusya Kilesa means I translate, it is original Kilesa. Original Kilesa means since we were born, everyone has the lobha, dosa, moha, right? Everyone has, right? Everyone has the mind, right? Different kind of mind, right? Aramana Nusya Kilesa means we call, right? We can get this kind of kilesa from seeing, right? Hearing, tasting, touching, smelling, right? Those kind of kilesa is we call Aramana Nusya, adopted. So every day you are seeing, you are speaking, you are eating, you are tasting. If you cannot note, then you have the you have the desire, right? Then this desire stay in your mind. That's why the Buddha said every day, if we don't observe seeing, hearing, tasting, touching, then we have many kind of kilesa in our mind, right? We have many kind of kilesa in our mind, right? But the kilesa, sometimes they stay very quietly. Doesn't really show because there sometimes we feel we don't those kind of kilesa, right? But, right, then if something happened, then we feel sad, or we feel not happy, we feel we need something, right? For example, if someone is near, if someone is in your family or near, in your neighborhood, they seem very quiet, and they seem very, very calm, very peaceful, right? But if they have their disease, right? If something happens suddenly, then they feel a lot, right? So it means they have their kilesa, attachment. But seems they don't show any anger or they don't show any things. But if something happened, then they show a lot of worry for their disease, right? Or they show a lot of worry do leave behind their family, right? If I were dying, my family, right? My daughter and son, what will happen? How can they live in this war zone, right? So that person seems calm, peaceful, but if something happened, then they cannot know, then they cannot remove that kilesa. That's why it is better for us to observe the every moment, right? Every moment, then we are gaining very good concentration, very good mindfulness. Then when we see something, we can know easier, right? We can know easier every day, right? Easier, even we see something, we can know easily, even then we see clearly, the kilesa arise in our mind, desire arise, right? So we have the greed, we have the anger, then we know that. When we know that, then the greed, I mean, I see, means go away, right? So no more. After you know this kind of object, even you think about it in the future, the glissa will not come in your mind, okay, right? Because the glissa appear in our mind for many times, because this, the glissa stay in our mind, then we cannot remove. That's why whatever you think something, right, then the glissa, the old glissa, right, can appear in our mind, right? Appear in our mind. So when we observe the seeing, hearing, tasting, touching, then when we observe that, the mind is there, right? Actually already gone. Actually mind is changing every moment, right? Changing every moment. But the thing that we don't observe, then we don't see it, actually. The mind is, right? For example, I'm now talking. Actually this, I speak this word is already gone, I have the new, right? That one, when we observe the mind very carefully, right? When you reach the above, Penga Jnana, right? Penga Jnana. We clearly see the observing the object and the noting mind is disappear, right? You know that the noting mind disappear, you see the new, right? The new noting mind observed, then you see. Then you see very clearly, or even the Mahamada phenomena, right? Right, simple thing very clearly, right? That's why you can see the bitch, right? The sheep number one, right? The mind is like water in the river, right? The mind is like water in the river. The flow of the river seems to be running continuously, right? Yes, it is constantly changing, right? Constantly changing, right? When you look at the river, the river seems flowing, right? Be running continuously. In the river, the old which goes, the new which comes. So no one step in the river twice. As it is not the same river, he is not the same man, right? So, in the same way, nama, mind, is the composed in different manda phenomena. At each moment, only one manda phenomena arises. At this manda phenomena dissolves, another manda phenomena arises. That's what we say in Bali, nirisoto viya. Nirisoto viya means like, the mind is like the water in the river, right? We have the also say in Bali, right? Nirisoto viya. Then when the mind is very quick, arise and passing away, we don't see it, right? That's the one we thought, oh, I am there, one mind, right? We believe, some people believe, right? So the one mind, since that we were born, right? Since that we were born, then we, even though we are now 40 or 50, 60, 70, if we don't meditate or we thought it is only one mind, actually no. Continuously changing in our mind, right? Continuously changing. Because we don't observe, we don't see it. If we observe carefully, when you improve your inside knowledge, when you are, the Master Saraji said, if you are very intelligent, right? If you are very intelligent yogis, when you reach the Penga Jnana, the yogi will see clearly their mind constantly changing every moment, one after another, right? Constantly changing. Then yogi see clearly all the nama rupa is changing continuously. It is right. It is true, right? If you see like this, then whatever you feel, then you can observe easily. Right? You can remove that easily, right? Because you clearly see. Even the attachment, the body, even attachment, the others is reduced a lot, right? Because we attached, because we don't see about impermanent, right? We don't see impermanent. That's why, for example, many people, When they are healthy, right, they are very proud, right? They are very proud, they are fighting each other, right? They want more and more. But if they know, they will die about within 6 months, 3 months, or they will be disappointed, right? They cannot walk, they cannot talk, right? They will stay on their bed because they know, right? Because saying that they know, they don't know the about impermanent by practicing. They know the about impermanent about by saying the Tao Da, right? The Tao Da said that the person will not be have a long life, right? He will be, she will be have about 1 month, 3 months, right? About 4 months, 6 months, 1 year. So then saying that they know, then the person disappointed, right? Upset, worried, right? Then they cannot eat, sleep, right? So someone, right? If someone already accept that, then they can face easily. But when we observe that our mind and body very carefully, every moment, practicing, meditation very clearly, then when we see like this, then our attachment already reduced a lot, right? Because saying that we know, right, everything is impermanent very clearly, right? We are knowing not from the book. We are knowing not from the Dhamma talk, right? We are knowing not from the other things. We are seeing that our own body and mind, right? We are seeing that our own body and mind, right? That's why when we clearly see, even we see clearly, then, oh, right? I thought, I don't see it. I thought it is I, this is you. But when we practice, every nama and rupa changing every moment, right? Every moment, then we can reduce a lot of attachment, a lot of kilesa, right? Then when we reduce a lot of attachment kilesa, the mind becomes more happy, happier. Because some people are worried because they are losing their life, right? Some people are worried because they are losing their job, right? They are losing their life, their job, their things. That's when they worry. If we understand everything is impermanent, then we feel happier. Even we feel we don't have the many things, but then we're still happy, right? Still happy. Although we gain the metta. Oh, so we stay together in this world just for a moment, right? Just a moment. Then one day, everyone will be gone, right? For example, I will give you to do not be scared, right? So when you look at about, you know, about 60 years, about 100 years in the future, no one will be in this world, in this Dhamma hall, right? When we look at about 60 years, right, about 100 years, right, no one will be in this world from this Dhamma hall, right? Everyone will, right, we go our own way, right? So then when we look at about 200 years ago, about 100 years ago, many people will live in this world, right? In this world, they will be enjoying the food, right? They will be enjoying the talking, right? They will be enjoying the visiting each other, seeing a movie, right? But now they are no more, right? They are no more. When we look at about 100 years ago, right? When we look at about 200 years ago, 300 years ago, right? In this world, the money, some people were enjoying, right? For the life. But then they get old age, disease, right? Then they were gone, right? Then we have new one. New people, right? In this world. Then new people are enjoying their, right? Their life, then they have the old age, disease and death. Of course, every society, right, every society, right, we have the some problem, right? Because many people really don't really look at those kind of, right? Because we are proud. We don't see it because of the delusion, right? Avijja. Because avijja, we don't see it. That's why we are very proud for our life. We are very proud for our position. We are very proud for our property. Right? We are very proud for our family, or right, everything. We are very proud. But if we really think about, right, oh, in this world, we are coming in this world for just a moment, right? Just a moment. Then in the, right, in the future, we don't know where, but we will go, right, in our own way, in our own way, right? No one will be in this world from this Dhamma hall, right? So it means that we are already about 30 or 40, right? If we look at about 100 years, right, we will not be here. If we think about like this, then, right, we have a lot of, how to say, the metta toward others. We want to do the many, many good deeds, right? We want to do the many good deeds. We want to have our society, right? Our society, right, that we're trying to have. Then in this way, we are happier and others are the happier. We are less a problem, right? We are less a problem. Because we are so fighting because we don't see it. That's why in Burmese we give the example. For example, the chicken, right? Actually, the chicken, the skin in the net, right? So actually, they were about to die, right? But they don't know they were about to die, but they are fighting each other, right? Chicken, right? They are, someone is buying the chicken, right, for their food. Actually, they will use them as their food very soon, within a few hours, a few days, right? But they don't know they were dying, right? They don't know. That's why they don't know they were dying. Then they are fighting each other, right? Fighting each other, right? So that's why we give the example, like we are like the chicken, right? We don't know. Right? We don't know we were dying. That's why we are fighting, right? We are fighting for the position, right? We are fighting for the job, right? We are fighting for the money, right? We are fighting for many things. If we know, right, we will die one day, then we will not fight, right? Like others, some people, they know, since they know, they reduce a lot of mana, right, proud, they reduce a lot of, right, dosa, moha, right? Then, so, because, so they will die one day, right? That's why when we are practicing meditation, right? So observing the mind is also one of our meditation objects, right? That's why when you are eating, and you should know, right? You are eating or you are observing the object or you are have a wandering mind. When you are lying down in the bed, and when you are driving, when you are walking, right? Meditation is not only for here. Mindfulness is for your whole life, right? Some people think mindfulness is only in meditation center, right? So when they left, they are not mindful. No, it is not true. We are practicing mindfulness is for whole our life, right? For whole our life, even when you are go back to your family, your job, right? You still need to be mindful, right? You still need to know. In this way, you are still applying your mindfulness as useful. Then you still see the meditation benefit, right? So then someone don't understand, then when they come here, they observe rising, falling, right step, left step. Then when they go back, they forgot it. It's not right, right? Even we take the plane, we take the train, right? We are driving, you are driving the car, you are doing something, right? Even we are taking break in the bed, you are still not. Right, lying down, thinking, right? So when we are sitting, right? In this way, our mind will be pure and pure every moment, right? When our mind pure, we have the meditation benefits. This is the meditation purpose, right? So that's why, in order to see the our wandering mind, thinking mind, we need to develop concentration mindfulness every moment, right? Now you are observing the daily activities, walking, opening the door, right? You are observing that you are wearing the shoes, right? The more you improve concentration, mindfulness, the more you see the mind clearly. When you see the mind clearly, observe very carefully, in this way, right? You are just seeing the meditation benefits every moment, right? So that's why I would like to conclude my Dhamma talk, right? When you see the wandering mind, thinking mind, don't worry at all, right? Observe very carefully. Then go back to the primary object when you are sitting meditation, rising, falling. When you are doing walking meditation, go back to the right step, left step. When you are lying down, go back to the lying down, lying down. When you are eating, go back to the eating the food, right? Then you are observing that there are four foundations of mindfulness. That's all for tonight. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.